Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Jonah chapter 3, verse 10, and chapter 4, verse 1. When God saw what they had done, and how they put a stop to their evil ways, he changed his mind, and did not carry out the destruction he had threatened. This change of plans greatly upset Jonah, and he became very angry. So far as Jonah was concerned, it was bad enough to have to go to Nineveh at all with its terrible reputation for sin. But at least he was given the responsibility for sharing a message of God's judgment upon them, and they certainly deserved it. But the result of his preaching was not what he expected. To his great surprise, the people repented, and in consequence, God changed his mind about destroying the people. This was all too much for Jonah, who became extremely angry with God. These people needed, in Jonah's view, to be blasted off the planet and not to be offered forgiveness. Jonah reflected that he ought to have remembered that God was a merciful and compassionate God, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. Jonah's reaction helps us to reflect upon the mystery of God's grace. We meet God's grace in a very powerful way as Jesus hung on the cross. To the thief who hung beside him, he said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." No doubt most people who looked at the thief considered that what was happening was entirely just. He had done wrong and was now paying the price for it. Indeed, he himself recognized that he deserved to die for his crimes. But in the closing moments of his earthly life, he was offered the gift of forgiveness. Justice determined that he deserved his punishment, but grace spoke another language. And that's precisely what Jonah struggled to cope with. Given the famed sinfulness of Nineveh, he was looking for God to do the right thing and condemn them. He wanted God to be angry with them and punish them for their waywardness, but instead of that, God reached out to them with compassion and love and freely gave them his forgiveness. As you go around today, I encourage you to look at people with God's eyes of grace. Whoever you meet, you can be sure that they've all fallen short of God's glory. They're sinners, just like you and me. But God looks at all of us with grace and longs to set us free. So let me ask you a question. How do you cope with God forgiving people who have lived evil lives? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for your amazing grace, which is able to save wretches just like us. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really good day today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.